In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus urges his disciples to pray. For what? That you may not undergo the test, he says. Meanwhile, Jesus is offering the perfect prayer, the ultimate prayer. Father, not my will, but your will be done. And St. Luke tells us that Jesus enters into agony, agonia, which is a little bit different than our modern use of the word. It refers, in fact, to the tension in the body of an athlete who is covered in sweat at the beginning of a contest. So Jesus is being depicted and shown to us as one who is ready himself to enter into that trial, that he asks his disciples to pray that they may not have to undergo. He acknowledges that this is the hour where the power of darkness is revealed, but he is primed and ready to face our enemies, even in death. And though it is the hour of the power of darkness, Luke depicts Jesus throughout this whole passion narrative as truly peaceful, a model of tranquility, even in the midst of all of the chaos that surrounds him. Even, you could even say that Jesus, in the midst of it all, is a source of healing for those who are around him. The most obvious is the servant whom one of his disciples had attacked to defend Jesus and cut off his ear. Jesus stops in the midst of being arrested to heal this servant. Jesus offers comforting words to the apostles, saying that they have stood by him in his trial, even though he's predicting that they will betray him. He offers comfort to Peter and shows his confidence in him that even though they will be tested and sifted, that Peter will turn back. And we see that Jesus is present at the precise time and place where Peter denies even knowing him. And Jesus offers this reconciliatory gesture of looking at Peter, offering healing even at the moment of his rejection of Jesus. Even Pilate and Herod, who were enemies previously, make peace with each other after encountering Jesus. And Jesus, as he hangs on the cross, wants nothing more than to bring healing and reconciliation. He prays, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And to the repentant thief, he promises that this very day he will be with him in paradise. Even unexpected groups of people are immediately impacted by the death of Jesus, by his offer of his life, his offering of his life on the cross. The centurion, the Roman soldier, declares this man was innocent. The people who had just yelled out, crucify him, they return home beating their breasts, repenting of their wrongdoing. Joseph of Arimathea, one of the religious leaders, prepares a place for his burial. We see emanating and radiating out from the person of Jesus, even in the midst of his agony, healing power. Jesus ends his life in Luke's Gospel with this great act of trust. As he says, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Brothers and sisters, assailed as you might feel by the difficulties, the trials, the temptations that you face, the one who remains with Jesus can remain steadfast, peaceful, and tranquil in the midst of it all. Thy will be done. Into your hands I commend my spirit. This is how we fight our battles. This is the prayer of the Christian.